And you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram as well, at Triple M Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brown is with a very special guest in studio.
Yeah,
as
Dr.
Well.
Kate Leeming's been good enough to rejoin us. She was in about a year ago. We were discussing the fact that she's ridden across Russia and Australia and Africa. It's just quite extraordinary. How are you, Kate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Since we spoke to you and we were talking about the South Pole, which we're going to talk about because that's becoming really real. At that stage, you were trying to raise funds for it. But in preparation for that, you've cycled across Greenland, yes?
Yes, I've just been up to Greenland, so northeast Greenland. So no one's taken a bike up there before.
How do you do that?
There's a little airport just up there. It's like 71 degrees north. And we went out in the fields and up through the landscape and had a blizzard. And
how far did you cycle in total?
Probably only a couple of hundred Ks. In fact, I wanted it to be a bit longer because to be a bit more like Antarctica, a bit of a test. But unfortunately, we were stuck for like 8 days in a blizzard, so we had to wait before we can get out. So I only did about 7 days. But still, that was quite a lot.
How many Ks a day are you doing in those conditions?
Oh, it varied. Like, the hardest day was the first real day that I did, and I had to like push almost most of it. So it's like 24 Ks. But then
20 Ks.
I was pushing with like cycle boots in snow.
How cold is it?
Again, that wasn't as cold as we wanted. So we wanted it to be sort of between -5 and -20. That's what we were told, which was kind of like a decent test for Antarctica. But in fact, it was like closer to zero to -10. Mm. And so that's why we had the blizzards and sort of a bit of melting at the end. So
and you can't perspire, can you?
Well, and that was another problem because I was perspiring way too much.
Oh, you were then.
So, so we have to change the clothing a little bit, but that's why we're testing it too.
Yeah. Oh, what's the vision of you riding up a hill, which looked bloody hard work? And you got a special bike, a fat bike, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a fat bike, but it's a two-wheel drive or all-wheel drive fat bike. So it's just made for me and made for this.
Yep.
And so it means I can drive the front wheel as well as the back, a bit like a four-wheel drive vehicle. Yeah. So up that hill, obviously it was gripping really well, whereas if I didn't have that on, I wouldn't have been going up there.
Does that make the bike heavier?
Not much, about 3 pounds, so about 1 and a bit kilos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not too much.
So why hasn't that caught on with normal bikes? Because that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's very complex. So this guy's an absolute genius, the guy who put it together. So originally he made this system for a mountain bike, and then he's gone on to motocross. So they're very big in the motocross world. But I managed to track him down and say, look, how about this idea? Mm. And he loves it. So he made a first one for Spitsbergen back in 2013. So that's when I first tested it out. And there was a few things that needed to be improved. So this time I've got fatter wheels, more flotation, so better over the snow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So. We were just talking about polar bears too, flippantly talking about the fact that it's a good thing when you do the South Pole that you won't run into any of them. Mm. You very nearly did in Greenland.
Oh, yeah, there were some around. And in fact, on that hard day, the first 5Ks, which I could cycle, I cycled right beside a mother and cubs track. So.
No way.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't reckon you'd crap yourself as much for any other land animal than a bloody polar bear.
I wouldn't have much time, I don't think. They can move at like 60 Ks an hour. They can absolutely move.
And they're massive, aren't they? They're huge.
But they're cute. You'd pat them. And
no, you wouldn't, Bill. You'd get eaten
a
quickly.
A quick cuddle, you reckon, before you die.
That'd get you going on the bike.
Yeah, it would do, actually.
It did take off.
It would do, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. It's,
And so the Antarctic, tell us about that. How long and distance and are you on track to do that?
I am, apart from the funding again, so that's the issue. So 1,800 kilometres, about 6 weeks from Leverett Glacier up to the South Pole, then back down the other side to Union Glacier and Hercules Inlet. So that's the idea. We've got a team. We've got an amazing team. Greenland's proved that I'm still ready for it because sometimes when preparing all these things, you sort of forget the harsh reality. Greenland was great to get back in touch with that harsh reality of what it's really like and testing the old body again, make sure I'm up for it.
Sure.
And in fact, the knees and things work pretty well. I was quite impressed. Knees are my issue. So
you were just talking about the fact that you're going to have to, before you do the South Pole, get clothing that'll stop you from perspiring. Mm. What clothes do that?
Well, it's more the layering system. So you need to have a base layers and that sort of wicks the perspiration away.
Oh, okay.
And the issue I had was an outer shell that didn't really breathe well enough. And even though I had vents I was just like, you work so hard on the bike, it's ridiculous. So if you were skiing, you could slow down a little bit, and that's what they tend to do to stop themselves sweating. But I was just like wearing a base layer and this outer shell, and I was just saturated.
And you can't sweat because it freezes, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah.
So when it stops, all right, when you're going, and as soon as it stops, you, get very cold.
Bill? No, I'm not doing it.
I've got a double dink, Bill.
Oh, no.
Just add a bit of resistance.
Yeah, and
it's
I'd have to do
enough.
All the pedaling. You'd be on the back taking photos or something.
Yeah.
Doctor. Sure. She's a doctor.
I'm a doctor since
and
last
would
time.
And need to use those skills on you too, I reckon. Oh. Ask her about a day.
Sort of doctor she
All right,
is.
We'll do that next. Dr. Kate Leeming's on the Rush Hour.
For Holden Commodore Black, style is nothing without substance. Intelligent head-up display, built-in satellite navigation, unique black detailing. Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities. Triple M's Rush Hour. Kate Leeming's with us in studio. Adventurer, author, speaker, educator with James Brayshaw.
She's everything. And a doctor.
A doctor now.
Yes. I'm a doctor, yes.
Doctor of?
Doctor of Education, yeah.
What does that exactly mean? Just for those out there.
I was an honorary doctorate, actually. Right. So, because everything that I do, I always have contribute towards education.
Ah, right.
And they kind of like what I stand for, and so they decided to honour me.
Oh, well done.
I was very honoured.
Yeah, so, bloody hell.
UWA?
At UWA, yeah.
It's a beautiful place, University of WA. Not that I would know from a student point of view.
You
but Gate crashed in there every now and then.
A couple of parties.
Just to go to a few parties that my half-wit mates were attached to. Hey, I want to ask you this question. Russia, Australia, Africa, Greenland, which has been the hardest? As in
conditions.
The conditions.
They're all different, you see. Physically, if you're asking about physically, I mean, if you're going through the Australian desert, through the Canning Stock, which is like 1,000 sand dunes, that was difficult.
Nuts.
Greenland, in just that little short time, it's only like 7 days, so it wasn't very long, but that was as hard as it gets.
Yep.
And Antarctica will be similar to that. But I think Greenland had softer snow than I'll expect in Antarctica on average. So
that's my point. If you've had such a rubbish time in Greenland, how are you thinking the South Pole is going to be any more fun than that?
Well, I didn't have a rubbish time.
No, it was in bloody hard time.
Hard time. That's what I wanted to do because, see, it was melting a little bit in Greenland, so that made the snow softer, and that was a good training run for me. So Antarctica is likely, because it's very dry in Antarctica, so it's a dry snow and it's colder. And so there could be snow drifts and things, but also on average the snow is probably going to be a bit firmer. So if I can cope with Greenland and just test the water, test the snow there, then Antarctica, we know, you know, it's a 6-week journey, harder, but it's more of a long distance event as well.
Is there no way that you could just ride into a great big crevice and just fall like 400 feet down and never be seen again?
No, I've tried not to. You try not to. Yeah, on the edges of, so where there are mountains, that's where you're likely to get the crevasses.
Right.
So on the edges.
So call it a crevasse, Bill. Get it right.
Crevasse.
Crevasse.
Oh, you wear it around your neck.
Crevasses tend to be on the edges of the where there are mountains. So Antarctica's like a big plateau. So you go up and then you go along the plateau and then down.
Right, okay.
So, Jim, you idiot.
Get it right, Bill.
What's at the South Pole?
There's a big base, a huge US base.
US base.
Yeah.
What, a pub or something? Or
no, like you'd hope so.
Yeah, exactly. You go and have a drink. And so is there a big pole that says...
There's a pole with a mirror.
The south, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just right there. And there's some flags. So all the countries who have interests in Antarctica have flags.
Like and do the you sign
flag.
Something or whatever?
The photographs.
Of course,
everyone has a photograph. And then I keep going because that's not the finish.
No, you're only...
But why isn't that the finish, Kate? This is what I'm not getting. Like, once you've achieved that, is titanic. To ride from the
extremities... Jim, don't mention titanic in the end. That is a bad pun.
That's up the top, Bill. That's the other hemisphere. Right. But the thing is this. Tell me, once you've got there, surely that's enough. Can't you get helicoptered out from there?
You could, but... My idea is to cycle across the continent. So no one's actually done that before. Right. People have actually cycled to the South Pole before.
Right. Okay.
And people also want to cycle across the continent. So I want to make sure that I get it done this year before other people.
So how do we help you do that?
So you can go to my website, kateleeming.com, and contact me. I need some support.
Yes.
So that would be pretty cool.
Need support.
You can subscribe, look at all the videos and subscribe to my newsletters and things to keep updated.
Yep.
During the journey, I'll have like apps and things that people will be able to follow, but that's not ready yet. We need to get up and running. So I've got a few more training runs to do in altitude and so on, up in Ladakh in the far north of India, more stuff out in the desert and the rest here.
Why are you doing it? Again, did you tell?
So actually, I'm creating a foundation called a Breaking the Cycle Foundation now. So that's mixing youth leadership and education for basically tomorrow's leaders,
yep.
and putting that together with supporting some of the initiatives I learned so much about in Africa. So it's kind of bringing those two things together.
Good. Yeah. Good on you. Katie nuts. Girl.
And there's also going to be a documentary made about this. Upcoming.
Yeah, we've got some interest from Nat Geo people about a documentary since Greenland. So that's all being negotiated. We hope they take it on.
Nice.
We've got BBC World News also wanting to show a series, but they don't give us any money. So that's another issue. So obviously that costs, but I have like the best possible filmmaker with me that I could have, Claudio von Planta.
Oh, he's the guy that did the Ewan McGregor motorcycle, which is pretty nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. He's amazing, and I've never seen someone work so hard. Like, he's up at 3 a.m. if there's a story at 3, you know, taking midnight sun or whatever. Yeah. He's incredible.
Well, so corporate sponsorship's required for what you're doing. KateLeeming.com. People get on there and just follow the prompts to work out how they can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just either contact me or subscribe and you'll keep up, you know, I'll keep you updated.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Good luck.
Cool. Thank you very much.
We look forward to you being very successful and not freezing.
No, I won't freeze.
When you've done it and return and tell us all about it.
Cool. Thank you. I'd love to.
Thanks.